Good morning. I'm just going to adjust slightly to make some space. This morning we're following on in the series of Making Way for the King, and we're looking at this story of the shepherds. And I don't know what it's like for you, but this story follows on from the birth of Jesus. And for those of us that have had children, I remember when we particularly had our first child, Sam, it was getting quite late on in the day, and I just spent literally an hour, not with Joanna, but out in the car park, just letting everyone and anyone know that this amazing, incredible baby had been born. I think I even remember picking up my mobile phone and just ringing somebody that I knew in America, not thinking about the cost of the phone call, or what time it was over there, or whatever. I just wanted to let every single person know that this amazing little bundle of joy had been born. And it was just so exciting. And what we see from this story is that the first people to hear about this amazing birth of Jesus aren't necessarily the immediate family, but a bunch of guys who were sat out in the darkness, in a field outside of Bethlehem, just minding their own business, watching their sheep at night, same routine that they do every single night, probably chatting about the different sheep, probably renaming some of them or just checking that none have gone missing. And then suddenly, God breaks in. And they are suddenly surrounded. There's this unexpected appearance. Out in the fields, one minute the shepherds are talking quietly in the darkness, sat around the campfire, doing the same old thing. And then suddenly, out of the middle of the winter sky, breaks in an angel. And they are surrounded by God's glory. This is an upfront and personal experience of the glory of God for a bunch of guys who the rest of society wouldn't necessarily think too highly of. And then this angel is joined by a great company of the heavenly host. How would you have responded? I think I would have legged it if I could. Because you're not expecting something like that. It's just an ordinary cold winter's night. And then suddenly, God breaks through. These shepherds have front row VIP seats to what God is doing. This appearance by the angels and this army of angels isn't where it's supposed to be. These humble shepherds are watching a divine revelation from God that something new has happened. And it's not in the holy city of Jerusalem. It's not in the holy temple. It's not being received by the high priest, but by a bunch of shepherds, a bunch of blokes who are watching sheep, who probably smell really bad because sheep stink at the best of times. But some of Israel's great heroes had been shepherds. Think about Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and David, who went on to become king. Both Psalm 23 and Jesus compare God's care for his people to that of the good shepherd. But what we know is that at that time, shepherds were not considered a great bunch of guys. Often they weren't trusted. There were lots of shepherds were accused of stealing some of the flock or just thinking about themselves. So as people in later years heard of this account, they'd have probably thought, why shepherds? Why would God speak first to the shepherds and not to the priests? Because shepherds were treated with contempt by the priests and the more noble members of society. But in God's eyes, they are as simple shepherds looking after their flock, willing to risk their lives for their sheep. are worth a divine visit with an important message. Do not be afraid. I bring good news. I love it that whenever the angels appeared, their first words out of their mouths were, "Do not be afraid." Are you kidding? We're just sat here minding our own business, and suddenly you're there, and you're right in front of us, and there's all this glory shining around us. Of course they're going to be afraid. But I bring you good news. Notice how broad is the angel's message. It's not just for the religious, for those who tick all the right boxes, but for all people. It's wonderful news for those who feel they are far from God, who maybe like the shepherds feel like that you're sitting out in the field in the darkness, wondering what actually God is doing. But the message is for you and for me, for those who are struggling, for those who maybe feel they're under oppression or feeling like you're sitting out in the darkness. Whatever the situation, God's light can break in. At an unexpected moment, God can break into our situation. And the baby is not just born to Mary and to Joseph. If you read in verse 11, the angel indicates that the baby is born to you, to the shepherd recipients of this message, but also for everyone, that it includes you and me here today. This baby is born to us. And notice that this baby is for everyone's benefit, but it's also an immediate message that today, at this moment in history, God has broken in. God has started something new. And in case, shepherds, you don't believe the message, there's a sign. You'll find this baby. This baby is in the little town of Bethlehem, not too far away. And you'll find him wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger. I'm sure that if we could have taken a photograph of the shepherds at that point, they'd have probably looked like this. Probably speechless. Probably thinking, well, how? Why? But what we see is their response is, they didn't just sit there and go, wow, whew, I don't know what you ate, but whew, that was a bit of a strange one, wasn't it? Let's just carry on as normal. No. They get up and they go. And I often wonder, did they just leave the sheep behind? Or did they think, right, lads, we can't leave them here. Let's take them all with us and go into Bethlehem in the middle of the night with a full flock of sheep. Which, if you've ever seen a flock of sheep on the move, they don't do exactly what they're told. We don't know how long it took them to get there, because sheep never go the way they're supposed to. But they said, let's go. And they hurried off to find the baby, the Messiah, so that they could see with their own eyes that what the angels had told them was true. So that they could see this turning point in history. And it's God's way of making the point that for all the obscurity and apparent insignificance of this baby in the stable, that what has actually happened that night is of massive importance. This is a new beginning. And what they saw matched up with what they'd been told. They knew that the baby had been born in Bethlehem. Okay? There could have been a few babies born in Bethlehem, but what made this baby different is where they would find it. Not in an inn, not in someone's house, but in this stable. And not in a nice comfy bed, but in a manger, a feeding trough, wrapped up in cloth. And they, as they got there, they became the messengers. because they recounted what the angels had told them to Mary and to Joseph. They were witnesses to what God was doing. These stinking, rough-looking shepherds became messengers of God's story. They recounted everything that the angels had said to them. And Mary listened, and she treasured up what they had told her. And then when they had bowed before this baby, I actually wonder if Mary actually let them, want some of them hold the baby. Can you imagine that? One of the shepherds there putting down his lamb or whatever else, his staff or whatever, and being allowed to pick up the Messiah, the one that the angels had told them about, and know that this baby was special, that this baby was like no other. And so when they had seen him for themselves and paid their respects, did they just go home quietly? Not at all. They went and told anyone they could find. They probably went knocking door to door going, "Have you heard the good news?" And people probably went, "Have you lost your mind?" But they didn't care, because they had seen with their own eyes what God was doing. And they went away praising God. Whenever there's a baby comes into your life, it changes things forever. But this baby changes history forever. They went back the same shepherds, but they went back changed men. For they had seen the glory of the Lord. They had surrounded them out in the middle of the fields, but then they had seen the baby, their promised Messiah, with their own eyes. And they had seen the full glory of God and his promises fulfilled in the form of this little bundle of joy. They had seen their Savior, their Messiah, and their Lord. Over Christmas time, we watch lots of different things on our TVs, reruns, the Christmas specials, over and over again. As I left the house this morning, my kids and Joanna, sorry Joanna, I'm dropping you in here, were watching Nativity. Don't know if you ever, it's a great film. It makes Christmas for me actually part of it, because it's just a great little story. But there's so many things we watch, so many things we get excited about. But so often, we're just watching. And sometimes we see things, and if you've watched the news this week, we've seen many things around the world that make me cry out for the Savior to break in, for God to break in some way. And it always seems like at Christmas, the darkness gets even darker, that things happen in the world that are completely against. And I ask myself the question sometimes, am I just watching? What is my response? What difference is this that I'm watching going to make to me? Am I just watching? Or am I actually getting involved? Am I spreading the word about the good news? About what Christmas really is about, the good news of the birth of our Savior. And am I sharing that news with great joy? Or am I thinking, am I allowed to share that good news? But also, are we watching for what God is doing? Do you know what God is doing in your life and in others? And do you rejoice and share the good news with others? Because folks, I believe we should be people who constantly are expecting the unexpected. That at the worst possible moments that we think are happening, that we believe that God can and will break in. Because God brings good news to the poor and the humble. That's why he went to the shepherds. That's why these guys are the first ones to hear of the birth of this baby. They're the ones who see the full glory of God come and surround them, because God cares and also brings good news to the poor and the humble. Because this news is for all people. It's for you, for me, and everyone else out there. No matter how far we may think we are from God, God is still right there and waiting to break in. So what's your response? If God broke into your Christmas, what would be your response? Like the shepherds, would you be fearful or terrified? Or would you rejoice? Today I want you to know and to see what God has done for you in Jesus. That this baby was born, and as we've been singing this morning, that he would one day grow to be the man who would walk amongst us. As the Son of God would walk towards the cross and willingly die for you and for me. Because God's love for us is that great. Like Mary, let's treasure up these things and think about them. And as we go into the last few days before Christmas, let us go watching for what God might do this Christmas. Let us celebrate and rejoice and share the good news. But also let's keep watching. Watching for his return, because Jesus himself said, there will come a day where I will come back, and I will come back for my people. And we don't know when that's going to be. You can go on the internet and you will find lots and lots of websites that will try and guess when it's going to happen. But we know that when it happens, it will be glorious. That the angels will surround him again, and they will sing of his glory, and he will return to take us home. Are you watching for that? Are you waiting for that this Christmas? Let's pray. Father, what an amazing night those shepherds had to have a glimpse of your heavenly glory, to watch and to hear a mighty army of praise, to see the Messiah child with their own eyes, to listen to the angels recite his glorious title, Savior, Messiah, Lord. Lord, thank you that we can hear of this amazing story again. Lord God, will you write it large and indelibly in our hearts, that we might be joyful good news tellers too, that we might watch for your return. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.